We're in Daniel chapter 4 today, a story about Nebuchadnezzar the king. It starts in verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it was good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are His signs, and how mighty His wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. As we head into Daniel chapter 4, I want you to notice something really spectacular about it. This passage of the Bible wasn't written by a prophet of Israel. It was written by a Babylonian king. For the last three chapters of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar was the bad guy, the antagonist. But now he's become an author of the Bible, and he addresses his message to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. This is language that is strikingly similar to a passage found in Revelation chapter 14, where another urgent message goes to all the world just before the climax of this earth's history. Listen to this, Revelation 14 verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. In the original Koine Greek that was used to write the New Testament, the word translated in Revelation as angel is agalos, and it simply means messenger. Now, sometimes it means a literal angel, a heavenly being, but other times it refers to people who can also serve as messengers from God. So, back in Daniel chapter 4, you could kind of say that Nebuchadnezzar had become an angel, a messenger. And in the final moments facing the planet just before Jesus comes, you also have the opportunity to be an angel, a messenger. Again, not a heavenly being like Gabriel, but simply a messenger from God with a special message for a dying planet, the everlasting gospel. Not possible? Don't think you would qualify as an angel? Well, that's really the point I'm driving at. All through the Bible, if you read it carefully, you'll find that God always seems to use the least likely people to accomplish his work. Gideon was a fraidy cat, hiding in the wine press from the Midianite armies. Moses was a murderer, a wanted man. David was the youngest brother whose family had already disqualified him as a man of any ability. It seems that God delights in taking people whose options are limited and making something extraordinary out of them for his kingdom. A literal angel could have delivered Nebuchadnezzar's message. But you know, that wouldn't have half the punch. And a literal angel could bring the final message to the world, the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, but that wouldn't be nearly as effective as someone whose life has been forever changed by God. And that someone is you. Your assignment, in spite of who you are or whatever you've done, is to be an angel, a messenger from God. And trust me, if you believe it and live it, you're going to discover it's a remarkably better way to live.